The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I don't know whether you have the response that I do when I read through the Old Testament about God's people. When I read through the Old Testament, And by the way, I love the Old Testament. In my 50-plus years of preaching now, I have probably preached as much out of the Old Testament as the New Testament. I love the Old Testament. I don't discount it at all, like a lot of young evangelicals are trying to do today. But when I read through the Old Testament, I find myself over and over and over again going, how could they be this dumb? How could they be this dumb? Now, what do I mean by that? Well, God, in his infinite sovereignty, mercy, and grace, over and over and over again, delivers his people from their enemies. I mean, the most obvious illustration, of course, is Egypt. The 450 years of bondage in Egypt and God's miraculous deliverance through Moses. They, for 450 years, the people of Israel, God's people, saw the futility of worshiping pagan gods, pagan idols, because When it was time for God to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt, if you study carefully the nine plagues, most of the nine plagues were a direct attack on the gods, the pagan gods of Egypt. And in each case, the pagan gods of Egypt were overcome by Jehovah God. And in addition to that, the magicians and the sorcerers tried to repeat the miracles and the plagues, and a few times they did, but God's power was always dramatically superior to the pagan gods of Egypt. And so Israel had a front row seat to the futility of worshiping pagan gods. And they come to the Red Sea. God miraculously parts the Red Sea and drowns all of the Egyptian army and their chariots in the Red Sea. And they go out into the wilderness. And it is a very, very short time before they are worshiping the gods of Egypt. Now, the true God, Jehovah God, is the one that delivered them and conquered all of the power and the gods of Egypt. And they turned from Jehovah God. And they began worshiping the gods that had been conquered. It makes no sense. It's just dumb. It's just totally dumb. And they wander around in the wilderness for 40 years because they would not believe God. And finally, a new generation goes into the land of Canaan, the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey, a land filled with a bunch of pagans who served idols and served gods. Small g. And what happens? Jehovah God, the God of Israel, conquered every single one of those pagan gods. Not one of the enemies of Israel could stand in their way as long as Israel was trusting God. There was not one pagan god that could defeat Jehovah God, the God of Israel. And yet, what do the children of Israel do over and over and over again? They forget about Jehovah God, and they bring into their homes, into their tents, the pagan gods of the land. Statues, idols, that clearly didn't do the people of Canaan any good. These pagan statues and idols that the people of Canaan, the Canaanites, you know, the Jebusites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Termites, yeah, maybe not the Termites. These gods that the people of Canaan trusted in and believed in were all conquered. Every single one of them were conquered by Jehovah God. So how could you be so dumb? How could you be so dumb to abandon the one true God and begin worshiping the pagan gods? And yet they did, over and over and over and over and over again. And then God has to bring pestilence and the enemies and so on to bring Israel to their knees, and they repent. And okay, you know the cycle. It is all through the Old Testament. And that's why, you know, I keep going, oh my goodness, how could they be so dumb? And then I read this story. Things have not changed. Here's a headline. PCUSA, that's Presbyterian Church USA congregation, hosts pagan sculpture at church. Here's the story. A Presbyterian Church USA congregation in New York has garnered controversy for its decision to host a pagan sculpture on their property. The United Presbyterian Church of Binghamton, a PCUSA congregation associated with the pro-LGBT group More Light Presbyterians. What have I told you over and over and over again? When the liberal left comes up with a term, a name, what they mean is exactly the opposite. The More Light Presbyterians, what are they characterized by? Darkness. Yeah. Okay, the United Presbyterian Church of Binghamton, a PCUSA congregation associated with the pro-LGBTQ group More Light Presbyterians, is hosting a 15-foot-tall totem structure known as Sevilla Tovid. I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly. Sevilla Tovid, I believe. The sculpture was created by Bart Cressa studio designer Akira Wakui, and it was put on display at the church earlier this month as part of the Luma Festival. And this Presbyterian church is quite proud of the fact that they are displaying a completely pagan god in their church. Sevilla Tovid will, this is what they said from the website. Sevilla Tovid will materialize in the sanctuary of Binghamton United Presbyterian Church with additional content. In an homage to the striking 19th century architecture of the church, the students of the Barcresca Academy we'll build an original 3.5-minute pre-show. The church spire, pipe organ, and stained glass inform the new work. The new work is a pagan totem. And I'm looking at a picture of it. You talk about creepy. It is this 15-foot-tall idol with gigantic eyes and all of these weird, weird, weird symbols around it. It's a Presbyterian church. And I look at this and say, How could you be so stupid? The god is a local Slavic god of war and fertility that you find in abundance in the Baltic region. Evidently, there are a lot of people from that ethnicity in that area. The sculpture in the church is because of, quote, the spirit of multiculturalism with a subtle nod to universalism. The pastor of the church, the Reverend Kimberly Chastain, said on Facebook, quote, if Sviatovid is apart from the grace of God, then it's purely secular and there's no special significance to it appearing on the stage at the front of the church in which the congregation worships. However, if Sviatovid is sacred, it is sacred through the grace of God. And the contemplation of this work of beauty is not idolatry, but a gift from God. This is the pastor of the church. Well, if it's not a real God, it doesn't hurt anything anyway. It's just a piece of art. But if it is a real God, well, then it was given to us by the grace of God. Oh, my goodness. Human nature does not change. It does not change. And idolatry is alive and well.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I was talking with someone this morning at the Pastor's Masters golf event, and we started talking about California. They said, hey, you're originally from California, right? I said, yeah. So well, it must have been cool, you know. I said, yeah, boy, it was great. I said this on the air. I was so very fortunate to grow up in Southern California when I did. It's a different place today. I don't know that I could live in Southern California today. Certainly couldn't afford it. There is no way in the world that that I could afford it. But the liberal left has destroyed a wonderful, wonderful state. I mean, yeah, there are earthquakes. But when you live there, you just kind of get used to them. The weather is incredible. Well, anyway. But I've been gone for many, many years. I've been in Ohio much, 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 much longer than I was in California. But I still, hey, it's home. So I still find great interest in stories from California. But great heartache. I've got two stories here that illustrate just how the far liberal progressive left has just destroyed the state. Headline on this one, California Senate passes resolution telling pastors to embrace LGBTQ beliefs. Now, if you're a regular listener, a few days ago, I told you that a law was pulled that would have made it illegal to do what's so supposedly called conversion therapy, and that's good. This is something else. Quote, the California Senate passed a resolution telling Christian clergy to accept and support LGBTQ ideology, even if it violates their Christian beliefs. Assembly Concurrent Resolution number 99 was introduced by Democratic State Assemblyman Evan Lowe of San Jose as a way to gather support for LGBTQ identity and behaviors. The bill says, quote, California law recognizes that performing conversion therapy on young persons is ineffective, unethical, and harmful. Conversion therapy has been rejected as ineffective, unethical, and harmful by leading medical, mental health, and child welfare organizations in the United States. Now, that has a slice of truth. Liberal left-leaning medical and psychological organizations have indeed said, quote-unquote, conversion therapy is harmful. But there is a whole host of medical professionals and psychological professionals who would absolutely disagree with that, especially since that huge report was released 2 or 3 weeks ago that absolutely proves there is no genetic reason for homosexuality, lesbianism, transgenderism, and so forth. But a resolution was passed condemning basically any Christian pastor or leader who disagrees with them. And then there's this headline. California adds Iowa to travel ban over refusal to fund gender transitions. Here it is. California has announced that it has added Iowa to the list of states on its ever-expanding travel ban list because of that state's new prohibition against funding gender transition surgeries under Medicaid. The announcement by State Attorney General Xavier Becerra means that as of October 4th, California will no longer offer taxpayer-funded trips to Iowa for any public employee or student at a state-run university. Becerra's authority came from a 2016 California law signed by then-Governor Jerry Brown that bars state-funded travel to other states that undercut LGBT rights. The blacklist in California already includes Alabama, Kentucky, North Carolina, Texas, Oklahoma, and Mississippi, and now Iowa. Yeah, because Iowa will not fund gender transition surgeries under Medicaid. May I remind you, there is no scientific evidence whatsoever that transgenderism exists. There is an enormous amount of indications from the scientific community and the medical community that this gender transition thing is often harmful and increases the rate of suicides. And yet California is determined to push this harmful anti-science agenda. They are so determined that they now have a blacklist of states where state employees are forbidden to travel on state business. Not real inclusive, is it? Not real tolerant, is it? Yeah, no, not at all. All right, we're coming up on our 5 o'clock break. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. It's a Tuesday afternoon. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.